Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you said something on Monday about Darius, and this is before the news with the injury, you might feel entirely differently after the news of the injury. And that's why I want to go with you.
Why?
Well, I think for some people, so on Saturday, for instance, you had the whole clip with Earl and Spencer, and it was you discussing about how Darius has to be the one to go.
Mm-hmm.
I maintained the case yesterday that this shouldn't trade the trade implications for Darius Garland at all, in my opinion. For me, if you trade for him, all of a sudden, like, a team doesn't think about, oh, he's not going to be there
right.
in September. That's just not how they think. Is he there in January?
Mm-hmm.
Is he there in,
mm-hmm.
in March? Is he there when you're getting ready for the playoffs? That's what they care about
the most.
Are we
going to have him for the next 5 years?
Exactly right. Like they clearly care about that more, but I feel like a lot of people in the response yesterday, they were trying to sell the idea that this all of a sudden took Darius off the board for the Cavs as a trade target. I disagree completely. Sounds like you do as well.
Yeah, I do. I think if teams are motivated enough to want Darius Garland, they're going to want him regardless of this. And if the Cavs believe that there's an offer out there that's going to make them a better basketball team, that's going to increase their chances of winning a championship, they are going to consider it. And they should.
As they should. Yeah. It's interesting because, I feel like so many people in the past 24 hours, they've started to have their perception changed of it. But if you're going straight down this path, and I haven't, only thing that's changed for me with Darius is I just have to accept the fact that he's a very injury prone player. I have to accept that. And if the Cavs are going to run it back with him, they also then have to be prepared to live with that reality that let's say they trade Jared Allen, but they keep Darius Garland. Well, there's a real chance you go into March or April at some point, and it's just Evan Mobley and it's Donovan Mitchell, and that's mm-hmm. all you have.
So the other thing about trading for injured players, the Toronto Raptors traded for Brandon Ingram a couple of months ago. He never played for him.
That's true. Yeah.
They knew that he had an ankle issue, and they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they trade for him, they turned around and gave him a brand new extension before he ever played a minute
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
The Cavs traded for Isaiah Thomas and his busted hip as part of the Kyrie Irving deal.
Yeah, now, that didn't work out well for the Cavs.
Yeah, it didn't work out well, and obviously they had to do a lot of due diligence on what that hip was going to look like and mm-hmm. whether they needed to reconfigure the trade and all that kinds of stuff. But if you want a player enough, you're not going to let a minor injury that may keep him out for a couple of weeks in October prevent you from going after that particular player. And I think there's enough teams out there that feel like Darius Garland, in their situation, for the things that they need to be successful, would be a big-time asset and a big-time get. If you're Orlando and you have a hard time scoring 100 points on yeah. a nightly basis, and you need shot creation and scoring and shooting and playmaking for Paolo and Franz, you're going to be interested in Darius Garland. Right?
Orlando, Minnesota.
Minnesota, New Orleans.
Sacramento, heard a rumor about them
maybe
earlier
Boston,
today.
Boston. Sacramento is interested in any point guard with a pulse.
That's right. It was, well, the conversation was either him or Trae Young. It was like,
it's
they're
the
just,
same thing with Orlando.
They're involved in those discussions.
Yes.
Is the return now limited in some sort of fashion?
I don't think so. Honestly, I mean, I think if you're one of those teams, Jonathan, you're probably looking at it saying, do we ask for an extra second round pick? Do we ask for a protected first round pick in the future? Do we hold back on adding a first round? Whatever you think you're most comfortable with, do you try and take something out of that deal or force the team to sweeten it a different kind of way just because this variable exists? I think that's the conversation.
Which, if I was a team, I would definitely, I would not only would I ask for it, I'm very scared of the Darius Garland business right now. I hate thinking this way because I loved Darius for a long time. I remember actually talking to you on the day that they drafted him, and no one was really sure who they were going to draft. I remember being like, Chris, I want Darius Garland. That's the guy that I want. And you were telling me all these different positives about him, and then obviously they end up taking him. But it was up in the air. It's been a long road with him. But at this point, why am I investing any more time with a guy that I can't rely to be on the actual court?
I think it's a fair concern. I think it's a concern that other teams around the NBA have about Darius. It's not just a toe. It's also like a compilation of injuries that he's had go all the way back to college. And then you talk about the type of player he is and his makeup and his build. And you ask yourself, the style of player that he is, are all of these injuries going to catch up to him? And what happens if he loses some of that speed?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he loses some of that shiftiness? What happens if he loses some of that stop-start ability? And all the things that make Darius so dynamic and so special. You have to ask yourself that question. On the other side of it, he's 25 years old. He's a two-time All-Star. He is one of the better young point guards in the NBA. And those things don't change because he had surgery on his toe.
Well, and it's funny how in the NBA especially, too, how so many teams will just convince themselves, like, well, the injuries will be different when he's there with us.
Our medical staff is different.
Yeah, they just...
How much we play our players is different. What we demand of our players is different. Sure, of course teams are going to look at it like that.
And if I'm Kobe Altman, I'm going to go ahead and let a team convince themselves so they can do something different with Darius as opposed to what they were able to do. Because, listen, they tried. I mean, you had the front row seat to it all. They tried to do things a little bit differently this year as far as the minute usage and how they were trying to attack the season. And you could tell it was purposeful. They wanted to make sure they could get there all healthy. And then on the other side of it, you look at someone like Tibbs just running everyone into the ground, and it's like, well, all right, their guys were healthy when it mattered the most. Like, I don't know that there's a true recipe for how this whole thing actually ends up working, but
I don't think there is. Jonathan, look at it. Darius played a career high in games this year. Mm-hmm. He played 75 in the regular season. And then unfortunately, he had a fluke injury at the wrong time, and then he re-aggravated it in the playoffs. You can't predict that. You can't predict if Evan Mobley is going to come down wrong on somebody contesting a shot. You can't predict if DeAndre Hunter is going to get tackled on a dunk attempt, and then all of a sudden he's going to have a thumb issue that's going to bother him for the remainder of that series. I think that's part of what made it so hard for the Cavs, is that they feel like, and they have every reason to feel like, that they handled it the right way during the regular season.
Yeah.
They took some of the workload away. They managed the minutes. They gave rest nights.
All to have the same result.
All to have the same result.
Yeah, it's got
to
be infuriating.
And to lose at the same stage.
There's no question it's not infuriating for everyone involved. And that's part of the reason why I get a little worried that Kobe Altman is going to do the same exact thing he did last year, where he basically says, I like this core four, I want to keep this core four. And then as everyone argues and spends the entire summer trying to break up the two bigs and the two guards, he then decides to stay with the core four. I in my mind, I could see him being the architect and thinking that's the right idea. But I could also see him turning around and saying, we got to shake the snow globe as well.
So the thing that I keep going back to is, if the Cavs are looking at this, Jonathan, as we're not good enough, we need to improve.
Do you think they're not good enough?
I don't think they're good enough. I think there's enough evidence that says they're not good enough.
All right, I guess we need to talk about
what we're in a playoff environment.
Okay, playoff environment. Because, again, like Vegas still has them as the second best odds next year to be in the NBA Finals.
I totally
out of the
get
East.
That. They've got three All-Stars. They've got the reigning Coach of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year.
So what are they missing?
I think they need more guys that are 16-game players as opposed to 82-game players. Hmm. I just don't think they have enough guys who their game, their skill set, translates to playoff-level success. I asked somebody this question the other day. Okay, you're watching the NBA Finals. You see Indiana. You see Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I'm yelling about the graphics on the TV.
How many Cavaliers can survive and thrive in this series that we're watching right now? Be honest about it.
Yeah, there's not many.
Two and a half?
Well, and so I don't even know. Like, if we're talking playoff basketball, like, I know Donovan knows how to do playoff basketball.
Yes, he
also
does.
But the evidence also suggests he's never made it out of the second round in his career as well.
Not entirely his fault.
Not at all. But, like, I know he can do playoff basketball.
Yes, you do.
I don't know for certain Jared Allen can, Darius
Correct.
Can. I don't even know for certain Evan Mobley can. I like to think that he can.
Yeah.
But that might just be me being, like, you know, wishful thinking more than anything.
I think you put more belief in him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I like to. We've seen Max Strus do it. He's been in the NBA Finals.
He would be the half.
Okay, he gets a half credit. He stunk in that game, by the way. He stunk in the series. So, like, he at least
did
it. Okay, and then we shut off the faucet. That's it.
Who else you got?
No, I mean, I'm not coming up with some good responses as far as for who I would put in there. But 2.5 is obviously not nearly large enough of a number.
And that's just one way to look at it, right? So I don't think they're good enough from they have the right guys to have the playoff level success that they want to have to win a championship. I think too many of their guys get played off the floor. I think too many of their guys have limitations that can be exposed by the opponent. When you're talking about small margins, right?
Right.
We're not talking about Washington in November.
Right.
Okay? We're not talking about Sacramento in January. We're talking about the best teams in the Eastern Conference, the best teams in the NBA, that everything they do when you get into a playoff environment is try and exploit weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And I think there are too many guys on this roster that have exploitable weaknesses, including Darius.
Well, in the NBA, too, I mean, it feels like it's almost two different leagues at times between the regular season and the postseason.
Of course it
is. And so, I mean,
level of, it just of changes. Focus, attention to detail, physicality, intensity, all that stuff.
It just changes. And listen, so that's the hard part, though, is like if you're Kobe Altman, yes, you do want to pat yourself on the back because you figured out one part of the game, but you got to figure out the second part of the game. And how willing is he going to be to then say, hey, what I constructed, what I built, what I was the architect of and got so much praise for, and when everyone was telling me to turn it up or to change it up, I didn't do that and I stuck with my guns. How willing is he going to then say, okay, we got to make the move?
So if you're approaching this from the standpoint of we need to get better.
Yeah.
And we need to close the gap because we're just not good enough.
Yeah.
If that's the way that you're approaching this, how do you improve? Okay, I think you can look at it and you can say, well, we weren't fully healthy. An all-star level Darius playing that kind of way, that makes it a little bit different, right? Evan Mobley dealing with the ankle injury probably makes it a little bit different. And then you can start talking about the injuries again, just like in the past. That's one thing that this front office could. When you're evaluating everything with this organization, you have to have an honest approach. But that is something that they could tell themselves.
I think that's what a lot of fans are telling themselves right now, especially after the Darius news. I saw a lot of fans going towards that. It's like we were a very injured team, and now they're going to that being the reason why.
So you could also bank in internal improvement. Evan Mobley's going to be better, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten better every single year.
Yeah.
He had a breakthrough season last year, became first-time All-Star.
And they love the idea that Atkinson won't be coaching Team France this summer and will actually be around.
Year two of Kenny Atkinson, his system, more familiarity. Maybe you learn from these playoff failures and you're better because of these failures as players. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're tougher physically and mentally because of going through these things. So there are small things that this organization can certainly tell themselves about, hey, we will be different next year. We can be different next year. But if you say this requires something or someone different, there aren't a lot of pathways to that. There's not a lot of pathway to external improvement here. They have 2 second-round picks, number 49 and number 58. They're not doing anything for a team that has championship aspirations.
Yeah, okay? You have a first to what, 2031?
Free agency, you don't have any kind of money to spend other than veterans minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what kind of players you get on the veterans minimum?
Not the best ones is what they tell me.
Are they really going to move the needle? Are they going to help you better compete with Indiana? Are they going to get you closer to Oklahoma City? 3 veterans minimums players?
No.
Like that's what you're doing in free agent? Like, no. So if you approach this as we've got to get better, the improvements that we have to make are not entirely internal, they're external. Mm-hmm. What's the pathway to that? There's only one. It's trade Darius. I mean, you could sit there and you could say, well, trade Jarrett. Jarrett's a playoff no-show.
Jarrett's probably not going to get you much in return.
That's exactly what it comes down to. The value of what you get back in return for Jarrett Allen. Wait, what is Dalton Kconnect and Rui Hachimura going to do for this team when it comes to trying to chase down the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Well, so are we getting the best value, though, in return for Darius now? And you have the toe injury. We've talked at length now about the injuries and everything associated with Darius.
He's coming off an all-star appearance.
But you might still end up, are you getting 75 cents in the dollar for Darius?
I don't think so.
What's that number look like for you?
But that's the thing. Like, the Cavs aren't dumb here. They're not in a situation where they're desperate. These are hard decisions. These are painful decisions. Do you think a couple years ago the Boston Celtics wanted to trade heart and soul Marcus Smart?
No, but they wanted to make sure everyone on their team was 3-and-D, and he didn't have the 3 portion of that.
That's exactly right. But that was a difficult decision for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're talking about improving your title chances, sometimes these decisions are going to be difficult and painful. That's what it comes down to. Just like Darius. It's not an easy decision to say yes to a Darius Garland offer, right? And if there isn't an offer out there that the Cavs think will make them better equipped to handle the Indiana Pacers in a 7-game series or compete with New York or however you want to look at it, if that deal's not out there, then they keep them.
216-474-0092. How does Darius's toe injury affect his trade value? And the way that Chris is describing it, you said trade Darius, and I believe you, and I'm all for that. I just, the way you're describing it now, it almost seems like it's an impossible path to actually trade Darius. And I'm like, okay, maybe they will end up just running this whole thing back. 216-474-0092. We'll continue with your phone calls and more. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.